Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Getting you up across the Central West. Central West. With Pippa Moore. Jimmy Love.
The home of hits and old school. The biggest stars.
Hi, it's Katy Perry.
Justin Timberlake.
Stevie Rexer.
This is Ed Sheeran.
Pippa Moore. Jimmy Love. From McDonald's, Dubbo and Wellington. Heat 93.5. Pippa and Jimmy.
Let's go!
Thursday morning, can you believe it's that already?
Praise be unto the Lord. I cannot tell you how thrilled I am that it's Friday Eve.
I love a Thursday because I feel like I can relax. Like when it sort of comes into the downhill run of the Thursday, you relax, you're ready to go home for the weekend.
You just toast on in. So good.
You up too much yesterday?
Oh, I was horizontal on my lounge for quite a few hours. Then I decided to take an outing to Target because I needed some flannelette sheets.
Oh, you're the funnest person I know.
I know. I'm just out of control with the turn of the weather, and I was in Target for about 15 minutes before I realised I'm not fit for public consumption, so I went home.
Great.
Aren't you
fascinating?
I know, man, it's just non-stop with me.
I've been watching this TV show on Netflix called The Killing.
Yes.
And I'm starting to get really annoyed at it because hashtag spoiler alert, but it's not satisfying like most Hollywood TV shows are. You know how like most Hollywood TV shows, they try and make you think that, oh my gosh, this thing's going to happen at the end, and you know, like even though they try and throw you off course, like you think you know it's going to happen.
You're really sucked in and invested.
It never gives you the satisfaction at the end. It's really good. Like, you know, it's like watching a superhero movie where you're like, I know obviously the superhero is going to win.
Yeah.
But then at the end, the superhero doesn't win.
So it's like Game of Thrones where they keep killing off your favourite characters and throwing curveballs.
Kind of like that. There's no satisfaction of your favourite character getting up at the end or doing the right thing happening. You know what I mean?
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, it's a great show, but it can get frustrating.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because it's just totally changing.
Yeah, exactly.
All the time.
Hey, we've got movie analyst Shane O'Bassett on today. I'm going to do my C-3PO impersonation for him.
Oh, can you not?
C-3PO.
How long have you been practicing that for?
I just started yesterday.
Yeah, no, I'm not a fan. Just a bit of feedback for you. A bit of constructive criticism.
I was thinking about entering a C-3PO competition.
A sound like competition.
Sound like competition.
Okay.
Beep, 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 beep.
Will you do that?
Beep, 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 beep. Who will you be? Chewbacca?
No, I'm not going to be anyone. I'm not going to try and be a Wookiee.
I think if you choose the person who sound like most Chewbacca for you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
No
offense. Excellent.
Stand by. Up next, we kick off with Pippa and Jimmy's Sportsman's Commentary on HIT.
Take a seat right over there. Just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? Oh, in the middle.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. Zed the Middle on Hit 93.5. She was at the Billboard Awards earlier this week. Hey, you can check out all the photos, hot goss, and interviews from those awards at hit.com.au. Morning, everyone. 8 minutes past six, and it's time for Pippa and Jimmy's Sportsman's Commentary, thanks to Sportsman's Warehouse.
Oh, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Did I?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All you've got to do is correctly identify the sport that is being commentated when we play you an audio clip, and you win a prize thanks to Sportsman's Warehouse.
Last week we started off easy, NRL, AFL, cricket.
Yes.
Bit of ball tampering, everyone identified that quite quickly.
All the Aussie greats.
All the greats. Now we've gone a little bit different. Yesterday we went lawn bowls.
Going a bit more obscure.
A bit more.
Delving a bit deeper into the sports catalogue.
Another one now from another country.
Oh, going international.
International.
Excellent. Love it.
Okay, take a listen. And on 13, 12, 16, the first person to identify what sport is being commentated on wins the prize. There's a big clue in there as well, so listen out, okay?
And comes up with a puck. Here's Forsberg cutting in. Scores! What a play by Philip Forsberg.
Philip Forsberg, what a play. He breaks his stick, goes to the bench, picks up a replacement, comes in and scores, and the Predators take a 2-0 lead.
A good job by Forsberg to use that strength of his to shield Sherrod off and go in there and... A fantastic finish.
Jeez,
oh
I love that.
Oh, my God, what a sport. I love American commentators. They're so great.
Going to say, are they American or Canadian? I think American.
Oh, good question.
Who
great
knows?
Question.
Okay, 13, 12, 16, if you think you know what sport it is that's been commentated on there for Pippa and Jimmy's Sportsman's Commentary. We've got a great prize from Sportsman's Warehouse. We'll get your calls on after Kesha with This Is Me on Hit. Morning, everyone.
I am not a stranger to the dark. Hide away, they say, because we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. That one, Kesha, This Is Me, from the movie The Greatest Showman, which has been made into a New York musical on Broadway. That would be amazing to see. But right now, at 13 minutes past 6, it's Pippa and Jimmy's Sportsman's Commentary.
It's all thanks to Sportsman's Warehouse. You can chase the feeling at Talbragar Street, Dubbo. It's a very simple game, gang. All you have to do is correctly identify the sport that is being commentated from the audio clip that we play you. We've got Brenton on the line this morning. Hey, Brenton.
How are you going, guys?
Yeah, good. Brenton, are you a bit of a sport person yourself, mate?
A little bit. Not this sport, though.
Not this sport. Okay, what's your sport of choice, your drug of choice when it comes to the physical activity?
Rugby's probably the only one I play now. Rugby.
Yeah, excellent. Nice. Classic choice.
Classic choice, the rugby.
So, look, this is a little bit outside your wheelhouse, Brenton, but take another listen to the audio and see if you can correctly listen.
Here's Forsberg cutting in. Scores! What a play by Philip Forsberg! What a play!
Gee, they get really excited, don't they?
They get very excited, Brenton. Have you got any idea what sport that might be?
Oh, it was a massive stab. I thought I heard a reference to a puck, so I'm going to go ice hockey.
Well done, mate.
Puck,
well
yeah.
Done.
You are correct.
And they talked about breaking the stick as well, so they've got to use a stick in the ice hockey, I think.
Yes, right.
Oh, no, I didn't hear that, but yeah.
Well done, Brenton. You have won a prize thanks to Sportsman's Warehouse. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
No worries, mate. Stick around there. Pippa, coming up next, your top news headlines. Somewhere in the world, what can we expect?
Well, our truckies are speaking out because apparently they are being denied basic human rights and they're not happy. So I'm going to tell you about that next.
Here we go. Pippa and Jimmy.
Dubbo on the Central West, number one, Hit 93.5. Hey, heaps to come on the show still today. After 7 o'clock, Maroon's in with Footy Fever and all your tips for the weekend. The movie analyst, Shane A. Bassett, joins us after 8.30 to talk about the new Star Wars film. I have to do my C-3PO.
No, please don't.
Accent
please,
for him.
I beg of you.
See
please.
What he thinks. But right now, your top news headlines somewhere in the world.
Well, this is one for our truck drivers across Dubbo on the Central West because apparently, according to the Australian Trucking Association, our truck drivers are being denied basic human rights due to a lack of decent toilets, lighting and water at rest areas. And the chief executive of the Australian Trucking Association said that guidelines for truck rest areas need to be updated so that adequate amenities are at least a minimum requirement.
Yeah, I've always thought I could never be a truckie because I've got such a weak bladder. I've got to go to the toilet every 20 minutes.
You'd need a shiwi.
Oh, there's no way on earth that I would make any of my quotas or any of my like time frames. Because why'd you take 3 hours extra? Because I had to pull over the truck 18 times to go do a wee.
13, 12, 16, any truckies across Dubbo on the Central West, if you want to ring and give us a call about how you feel that truckies are treated and the facilities that they have access to, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Second top news headline somewhere in the world, I think a group of people that we all probably don't love are parking wardens.
They
get a bad rap, don't they?
They do. They get a bad rap and it's like everyone's got a bad story to do with a parking officer.
Yeah, and sometimes criticism of them is very warranted. Mm. However, sometimes the criticism is completely justified. So get this, a ruthless parking warden has given a parking ticket to a funeral car while the driver was helping load a body into the hearse.
Where did this happen? I'm disgusted.
It happened in the States.
In the States.
Yep.
Can I tell you, one time when I was living in Melbourne, what they used to do, because I lived in the inner city, is every second week you weren't allowed to park your car out the front of my house on a Thursday morning between 9 and 10 a.m. because that's when the bins would come and the city sweep would come and sweep up.
Yes.
One time my car broke down the night before. So at about 7 a.m. I called the NRMA, wherever it's called down there, RACQ, they call it something.
RACV,
Anyway, I went out to my car at 9 a.m. knowing that it's illegally parked now, mm-hmm. broken down. I sat on the bonnet of the car waiting for the parking inspector, who I knew would be driving around all the streets just to check.
Yep.
Parking inspector came round, said, what are you doing sitting on this car? And I said, it's broken down. I'm waiting for the NRMA.
Yep.
Still booked me. Still booked me.
Rude.
I thought, you know, there's someone who's parked for 3 hours in a one-hour parking space, and there's someone who's made an effort to try and move their car. So, you know, I wasn't very impressed with that one.
No, absolutely not. Third top news headline somewhere in the world, a mum-to-be has posted a list of baby rules for guests that would like to come and visit her once the baby arrives.
This is something I could imagine you would do.
What?
I don't know. I feel like if you became a mum, you'd be like all very like this.
Okay, well, I will tell you some of these rules that she's enforcing for her guests, and you tell me if you think this is what I would do. Baby rules. Wash hands with soap and water before touching the baby.
You know what? I think that's fair enough. Like, when you think about it, like, you go to hospital and people, the reason they make you wash your hands so much is because a lot of people in hospital are very vulnerable to disease and sickness.
Okay. So I think that one's reasonable.
Okay, yeah.
This is another rule. If you hold the baby, you will be asked to help around the apartment afterwards.
No.
Okay. What about this one? If you have smoked recently, you must change your clothes and wash your hands before holding the baby.
Yeah, I guess that's fair enough.
Only visit if prearranged or invited.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So don't just invite yourself around. I was in the neighbourhood. Yep. No, you weren't. You live about 20 km away.
What about this one? No flash photography.
Oh, no. The baby ain't Mona Lisa. It ain't no Mona Lisa, baby darling. I'm sorry.
They're your top news headlines somewhere in the world.
Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love. Oh, yeah. Pippa and Jimmy.
On air. For McDonald's, Dubbo and Wellington.
Hit 93.5.
Yeah, hey, good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great Thursday so far. And $500 is what we want to give away, Pippa, coming up at 7 a.m. this morning.
We would love to give you the spondoolies. All you've got to do is correctly answer 10 questions within 60 seconds. And we always like to give you a clue just to help you on your way.
We do.
Here's a question from this morning's quiz gang. True or false, Gilgandra is known as the home of the windmills.
I think that's true.
It is true.
There you go.
There's windmills all over the place in that joint.
There you go. That's one question towards 10 in the Fast 500. Can I just comment, by the way?
You may.
Yesterday, when you came in with your new hair colour.
Yes.
It's very, for the first day, it's very like hard to get used to.
Yeah, it's different, isn't it?
Day two, I'm just like, I cannot remember you looking any different because people's gone from like a lightish blondish brown to like a very dark brown.
Chocolatey brown.
Yeah, now I couldn't imagine you any different.
Here's the thing though, I'm pretty sure when I came in yesterday with my haircut, you couldn't remember how it was the day before anyway.
I could not remember how it was. So, it just looked unusual.
It's unusual.
You remind me of my mate Ray's chocolate Labrador now.
Oh.
Yeah, called Gerard.
Well, I am pretty hairy, so yeah. Makes sense.
Okay, what we're going to do, Beers, Boobs and Balls coming up next. And if you're a bit broke, Pippa, after Beers, Boobs and Balls, I've got the top three ways you can make up to an extra $8,000 a year on top of your normal salary.
Does it involve selling an organ on the black market?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, we'll scratch that off the list then.
Morning, everyone. You're on with Pippa and Jimmy.
And Jimmy's Fast 500.
Yeah. Happy Thursday, Dub on the Central West. If you've just tuned in, how you doing? Hope you're having a great one.
Hey, Crystal, how's your Thursday or Friday Eve, should I say?
Well, see, Cooper, I don't work Friday, so today's kind of like a practice Friday for me.
Practice Friday.
How good is that?
How do you practice it being Friday? What's your technique?
What's your routine?
I prepare myself to do all the cleaning on Friday, the real Friday, and then I've got the weekend to myself.
I love that. You've got it on lock. So good.
Crystal.
Crystal, we want to make it rain this morning, preferably in $50 and $100 notes. How does that sound?
That would be lovely.
Here's how it works, Crystal. 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock. Get all 10 right, you win $500. Don't know an answer? Say pass. We'll come back to it at the end if we've got time. No helping in the background. Crystal, are you ready to have a crack at the Fast 500?
Yes, please.
Let's do it. 60 seconds is loaded on the clock for $500, Crystal. Your time starts now. Spell Cadbury. As in Cadbury chocolate.
C-A-D-B-U-R-Y.
True or false, Gilgandra is known as the home of the windmills.
True.
Name the male co-host of the Today Show on Channel 9.
Pass.
What street in Dubbo will you find on McDonald's Central?
Cobra.
What 3 months of the year does winter occur?
May, June, July.
Is Donald Bradman a famous Australian cricketer or famous Australian footballer?
Cricketer.
What is the name of the fictional main character of the American series of The Office?
Michael Scott.
What is the car brand Mazda's catchphrase?
Zoom, zoom.
Who are the Brisbane Broncos playing tonight at Suncorp Stadium?
Parramatta Eels.
Ron Weasley was the best friend of which J.K. Rowling character?
Harry Potter.
Name the male co-host of the Today Show on Channel 9.
Carl Stefanovic.
Crystal, what month is winter in?
June. What? May.
Crystal, not knowing what month winter was in has just cost you
$500. I just realised that after I said it, it's June, July, August.
Oh, my gosh. I've got no words.
I'm so sorry. Close. I'm sorry, Crystal.
Let's get it over with. Spin the wheel. Get the pain out of the way.
Crystal, you've won a gift voucher to the Meadow.
So you can go and buy yourself some flowers as a consolation prize.
I might need them to cheer myself up.
Yes. Oh, okay. We love you, Crystal. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye. Oh.
9 out of 10 again.
9 out of 10 again.
Painful how close people are getting.
Tomorrow, Fast 500, $500 back on the line. Stand by. We're going to talk to Maroon with all your footy tips after Sia and David Guetta's Flames on Hit. Yeah, morning, everyone. Yeah, morning everyone, it's the Pippa and Jimmy Show. We are powered by Mick Cafe Coffee. Shout out to the Brewsters at Mick Cafe, Dubbo, Central, West and Wellington, Australia's most popular barista made coffee. You can get it through drive-thru as well.
Come on.
Sports, 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 sports.
Beer, dibs, balls.
Yeah, beers, boobs and balls on Hit right now.
The Broncos are at home tonight taking on the Parramatta Eels in round 12 of the NRL. And big news yesterday that Craig Bellamy may be taking over the Brisbane Broncos coaching position. But Broncos captain Darius Boyd has spoken out saying he doesn't have a Bennett clause, in inverted commas, that will allow him to leave the club if Wayne Bennett is replaced by Craig Bellamy. Take a listen.
No, I don't. Brisbane's always been my favourite club, my club I've followed since I was a six-year-old boy, and I never wanted to leave in the first place, but opportunity presented itself for a number of reasons to go with Wayne, and I'm very grateful for the experience I've had with Wayne over all these years, and I hope he doesn't go, because it'd be sad to, I suppose, part ways with him.
And he does go on to say that if Bennett does move on, that Boyd has ruled out following his coach for a fourth time.
Oh, there you go.
Now, we've got Anthony Maroon coming up after the Fast 500 with all your NRL tipping for round 12 as well.
Great. Can't wait to see who I should put my money on this weekend. Now, over to tennis. Bad boy Bernard Tomic, most well-known from his appearance on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yes.
Yeah, he's only one win away from one of the great sport redemptions, going from reality TV to the final round of the French Open qualifying. Mm. So if he wins one more game, he's in the French Open at Roland Garros.
Very exciting.
And then over to a little bit of soccer news this weekend, Pippa. Liverpool take on Real Madrid in the Champions League grand final. Now, it's in the Ukraine. Now, the Ukraine and Russia have a very tense relationship, as we all know.
Right.
And although Russia is meant to be big fans of soccer because they're hosting the Soccer World Cup this year, well, apparently Russian cyber attackers are attacking the systems that Kiev are using to put the game on in Kiev in the Ukraine. So they're saying that the Champions League final may not even go ahead if the Russian attackers succeed in destabilizing the stadium.
Honestly, nothing surprises me coming out of Russia anymore.
No, nothing. Nothing.
Just outrageous.
Absolutely outrageous.
Quick bit of AFL news now. Yesterday, Brisbane's Dane Beams announced that he would be stepping down as club captain as he continues to come to terms with the passing of his father, Philip, early this year. And St Kilda captain Nick Riewoldt opened up to NRL 316 saying he has had a similar experience when his sister Maddie passed away just before the start of the 2015 season, and he seriously considered stepping down as captain. So it's incredible to hear these blokes speaking out about their struggles and their challenges, and I can only imagine that would be a really tough thing to have to deal with.
Yeah.
So hopefully Dane can really, really just get the help and support that he needs.
And in those sort of situations, it's always really important to be kind to yourself.
Yeah,
if
absolutely.
If you're a footy player or if you're a tradie or if you're a truck driver and you've got too much pressure on you because you're in that situation and you need to let go of some duties, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's not weak, it's actually strong.
It's a great way to put it because it's great to see that these players that are at the top of their game, they're not made of steel, they're not invincible, they're human beings just like the rest of us.
Absolutely. That's Beers, Boobs and Balls for this morning. Hey, if you find yourself living paycheck to paycheck and feeling a little bit broke, stand by because up next, I'm going to tell you the top three ways you can make it an extra $8,000 a year on top of your normal paycheck. Check.
And we've confirmed that it doesn't include selling any of your body parts.
None at
all. Great news.
We'll talk about that after Taylor Swift's Delicate on Hit. Listen for the best. My reputation's never been worse, so you must like me for me. We can't make any promises now, can we, babe? But you can make me dream. Dive bar on the east side, where you at? Falling lights at my nightstand in the black. Cause I know that it's dead. Yeah, she's doing her World Stadium tour at the moment. Morning, everyone. That's Taylor Swift's Delicate on Hit with Pippa and Jimmy. And Pippa, I'm going to ask you a question.
Ask away.
Have you ever used the sharing economy before?
Huh?
The sharing economy. Do you not know what the sharing economy is?
Never heard of it. Wouldn't know it if I fell over it.
The sharing economy is where you use like an app or your computer to share what you have with the world and you make money off it.
Okay.
It might sound a little bit confusing.
It does, yes.
But I'm going to give you a few big examples of the sharing economy.
Love a finance segment at this hour of the day.
Uber.
Yep.
Sharing economy because you're sharing your car.
Oh, okay, right.
Airbnb.
Yeah, sharing your home.
Sharing your home. Mm-hmm. Airtasker. Have you heard of Airtasker?
Oh, now this is the thing where you can be like, hey, I'm looking for a graphic designer to do 3 hours work and you put it out there and then someone's like, yep, I can do it and you, yep.
But usually the tasks on Airtasker are a little more medial. Like it might be, like often in big cities, Airtasker will have things like, I need someone to come and wait on my guests for 3 hours.
Ah.
And then people put their bids in.
Right.
So they say, okay, we need you to wait for 3 hours, but you need to be here an hour early and clean up at the end, so it'll take 5 hours. So they give the information of what they need to do. Then all the people who want the work will put a bid in. So
say, I'll do it for this much, I'll do it for this much. Right, right.
We're experts at it. We do it all the time, so we'll charge a little bit more. And then the person can lock in
who they want. Right.
So according to an article on the Daily Mail, you can make, get this, up to an extra $20,000 a year from using these sort of services. But I'm going to bring it down to $8,000 for Dubbo and the Central West because you can't use Uber here.
No, you can't, unfortunately.
But if you jump, if you're looking to make a bit of extra money, get this, if you've got a spare room in your house, you can make on average almost $8,500 a year on putting it on Airbnb.
Gee, that's nothing to sneeze at.
And I've done a bit of Googling, a bit of research.
Yes.
Here in the Central West, if you've got a nice house, a nice room with internet and heating, not too far from the zoo, you can get upwards of $80 to $100 a night for renting that out to a family
brilliant.
Or a single or a person.
Yes.
Mm.
How good.
Yeah. Now, if you're willing to put your skills on offer, you can use Airtasker out here. I have noticed that not many offers have been put on there.
Okay, right.
But you could get it kicked off. You can make an average of $550 a year.
Yeah. Now, you live in a share house.
Mm-hmm.
How would this work for you? Could you Airbnb out the lounge room or something? The sofa?
I should ask.
The laundry.
Should ask. Would you like the laundry?
Yes. I can put a little fold-out bed in there.
What about if I just do the garage and don't tell the girls?
Great.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Pocket the whole hundred.
Excellent.
Done. There you go. So if you want to make a bit of extra money, share what you got.
Brilliant.
Lose your privacy. Done. Here we go. Pippa and Jimmy. Hit 93.5. Yeah, morning everybody. It's the Pippa and Jimmy Show. We do it thanks to Macca's. Dubbo and Wellington. Shout out to everyone in Wellington at the moment. If you've got loose change, head on over to Macca's because right now you can get a McDouble burger for only $3. Stand by. Movie analyst Shane A. Bassett on the show after 8:30 to talk about the new Star Wars film.
Dubbo and the Central West's official NRL station.
Starting to flex the muscles.
Hit 93.5. Footy Fever with Maroon.
Maroon, round 12 is kicking off tonight and the Brisbane Broncos are taking on the Parramatta Eels. Just before we get into that, though, what about the Curtis Scott and Dylan Walker debacle last week?
What an embarrassment.
Luke Lewis reckons they both should have been sent off. Maroon, throw in your 2 cents on this one.
Oh, well, look, I think, the modern game, we've ruled out punching, so I certainly think Curtis Scott had to get sent off. That's the thing, isn't it? I mean, if you were young and you just come into the game, you're not used to seeing people punch each other, and I think the NRL has always, that's been a real goal. We never see players punch each other. No. When they do, I think they've got to go.
Yeah.
In soccer, mate, a guy accidentally kicked another guy in the face and got 10 weeks, but in rugby league, someone purposely punches someone in the face and gets 2 weeks. Do you think that is a fair punishment?
If it's an accident, it's an accident, isn't it? So that's the thing, Jimmy. I don't know, mate. I don't know what goes on in soccer. Would you believe it, mate? I've never seen a game of soccer in my life, but I'm going to try and keep it that way.
That's not true. I'm just asking if you think 2 weeks is a fair punishment for punching someone in the face on purpose.
Okay. In relation to Curtis Scott, mate, no, I don't think it is. Not when you consider how long Dylan Walker will be out of the game. No, I think probably more like 4 weeks is fair. You know, like it's not 1976, mate. So yeah, I agree with you. Like I think like Dylan's going to miss 4 to 6 weeks. Yep. This bloke should miss at least what Dylan misses, if not more.
Yep.
And then Todd Greenberg's come out and he's clamped down on the rules, and Phil Gould didn't like that, calling the CEO and the game a farce.
Yeah, I know. Look, but we need blokes like Gus. I mean, not everyone agrees with him, but he's been so good for our game over 4 decades as a player, then as a coach, and now as a bloke running. He runs the club. Mm. I mean, surely he's entitled to his opinion. He runs probably the most profitable club in Sydney. So, we need those kind of guys.
Absolutely. Tonight, Broncos versus Eels. Who's your tip there, mate?
Well, this is Wayne Bennett's 800th game as a first-grade coach.
Yes.
Forget all this drama about where he's going to be next year, if he's going to be coaching at all. We need to celebrate the career of this wonderful coach. And it'll start tonight. They'll be high on emotion, and I think they'll absolutely lap Parramatta tonight.
Excellent. Now, the Raiders are taking on the Manly Sea Eagles, and the Cowboys are taking on the Melbourne Storm tomorrow. Talk us through those.
Yeah, well, I think the Raiders have been a little bit hot and cold, but, you know, obviously Manly now lose a couple of players through injury or suspension, and look, something just tells me the Raiders might get them.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Now, your Bunnies cross the ditch to New Zealand. What do you reckon is going to happen in Auckland?
Yeah, what about Saturday? Third place fourth, second place first.
Yes.
This game, I'm going to take my beloved Bunnies, but look out for this great clash between Isaac Luke in the best form he's been in since he left South, obviously playing for the Warriors now. It's going to be a great clash of the hookers, great clash of the forwards. The Burgess boys are doing so well. And the Warriors, they always bounce back. Now, they had a win last week, but they've had a couple of floggings over the last month. This would be a cracking good game, but I think the Bunnies would be too good.
Great. And what's your super tip this week, Maroon?
Ooh, look, I think the super tip this week will be the West Tigers.
Okay.
Their form of late's been a little bit hot and cold, but they take on the Doggies. The Doggies have been really ordinary this year. I know there's a lot of things to consider. People keep saying they've been unlucky. They've only got themselves to blame for a couple of the games they've lost the Doggies. West Tigers will get them.
It's round 12 kicking off tonight in the NRL. And Maroon, we can't wait to hear you calling those games on Hit 93.5.
Thanks, mate.
Dipper and Jimmy, when you're on the big bucks, don't forget your old mate, the silver badger, Maroon.
Oh, go on with your badger.
We won't forget you, mate. Hey, stand by. Coming up next, your chance to win a couple of double passes to an amazing event happening in Dubbo this evening.
Here we go. Dipper and Jimmy, Hit 93.5.
The Killers, Mr. Brightside on Hit 93.5. The band, they just wrapped up their Aussie tour.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, just last month with a secret show at the Coogee Bay Hotel in Sydney.
Oh, gee, that would have been all right to see.
And they've just done an interview saying that they're set to release their sixth album coming up shortly.
That's
so
very exciting news.
We might see more music. You know that song there?
Yeah.
It's almost 15 years old, maybe even older, and it still regularly makes the top 100 charts in the UK because so many people just play it for good times.
It's just a classic.
So it hovers around the 90 to 100 position constantly.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, so it's got a pretty good record, those guys. The Killers there with Mr. Brightside. Morning, everyone's Pippa and Jimmy on Hits.
Now, guys, we are the show that give you the tickets to the best events across Dubbo and the Central West, and today's no exception because the one and only Lisa Messenger is on her regional tour at the moment. She's originally from Cooler here in the Central West.
And we had a great chat with her earlier this week.
Amazing to have her on the show. She is incredibly inspiring. She's the CEO of The Collective Hub. She launched a print magazine in 2013. Everybody told her she was crazy. The industry's dying. Mm. She's become an international phenomenon.
And what's the event she's gone on tonight? What happens at this event?
The event is called Live in Conversation with Lisa Messenger, and she is so passionate about getting out into regional communities and talking to business owners, entrepreneurs, creatives, and people who have got a startup idea and are just needing some guidance and inspiration about how to launch this into the marketplace.
And Pippa, you've done them all a big favour and you've gotten a couple of free double passes for some people in the Central West.
I've got three double passes to give away.
Three double passes.
I'm heading along to this event tonight and I can't wait to pick Lisa's brain about some creative stuff. If you're a business owner, a creative or an entrepreneur that needs some inspiration and motivation, this is the event for you guys. Give us a call right now on 13 12 16 and we're going to give you a double pass.
Yeah, first three people to call up, 13 12 16, you're going to go to this event with Lisa Messenger free this evening. Where is that?
It's at Taronga Western Plains Zoo and it's called Live in Conversation with Lisa Messenger.
Yeah, you want your free tickets? This is the station to call, 13 12 16 right now. First three people through, get those tickets right here on Hit.
We found each other.
There we go.
Well, I teased earlier that this is our two of our favourite things in this Trending Now story. Will Smith and the 2018 Soccer World Cup.
I love the Soccer World Cup. You know, I've never been a huge fan of Will Smith, but I will give him a chance to redeem himself in my books.
I am a huge fan of Will Smith, not so much the Soccer World Cup. So it's a perfect blend. Now, he is set to perform the official 2018 Soccer World Cup song.
He's got a lot to live up to.
Does he now?
A lot to live up to because the Soccer World Cup song is always a huge hit.
So who are some people that have been the artist before in the past?
Now, look, since you mentioned this story a few minutes ago, I pre-prepared myself with audio.
Okay.
I'm going to say that the best year for Soccer World Cup songs was 1998 World Cup in France.
Right.
And the official anthem that year was Ricky Martin, The Cup of Life. Remember this song, everyone? Now, if you're a fan of the video game FIFA, the official song on the FIFA soundtrack was this one.
I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down.
Great tunes.
Here's the thing, Pippa. If it doesn't tingle my bones, I will not be happy with Will Smith.
Well, he is set to release the song tomorrow. Reports from Billboard and Vibe magazines have said, and he has posted a photo of himself and Nicky Jam, who he's collaborated with on his Instagram account, together with an official FIFA World Cup football, adding the caption, "One life to live, live it up, hashtag World Cup."
Ooh.
Exciting.
I love it. World Cup fever. We are only 3 weeks and 2 days, I believe, away from the World Cup grand opening.
Gee, that's not far. Not far away at all.
It's like a royal wedding countdown, but better.
Oh, my gosh. How exciting. Bit of other Trending Now news. Our very own Rebel Wilson has graced the cover of this month's Vogue magazine.
I love Rebel.
She looks absolutely sensational. And she posted on social media the unretouched images from the photo shoot, which was fantastic. But she's come under fire now because the photos, saying that the photos have been altered, that she's been slimmed down and edited.
Oh, what? Wait a minute. She's come under fire because some guy with the computer's edited her.
Well, they're saying, oh, the photos are edited and she's really slimmed down and they're not authentic.
Who cares?
Rebel Wilson has shared the unretouched images and she's responded directly on Twitter saying, guys, I actually just ate really healthy and exercised for the month before the shoot and then immediately after I ate some brownies. So they're basically the same, the unretouched images and the retouched images. So, you know, Rebel Wilson's obviously just looking really great and feeling great.
People are so dumb these days. If she wants to be a fatty, she can be. No one cares. There's nothing wrong with that. Good on her. Get over it. Build a bridge. Who cares? And you know what? I use retouch when I post a photo. I put a filter on there. I might retouch a pimple off my face. Good on me.
Well, these ones haven't been retouched. She's saying, guys, I've worked really hard to, you know.
But who cares if she has? Like, these people who are saying, these might be chicks who wear makeup. If you wear makeup, you've got no right to say, oh, you shouldn't retouch a photo, because that's retouching in real life. If a guy retouches on... Sorry, I'm going on a rant. No, I'm over it.
I'm seeing Mac putting my feet up.
I'm just saying, I love Rebel Wilson, and who cares if she retouched her photos, because I retouch my photos, you retouch your photos. In fact, most people retouch their photos.
Well, you can check out the stories and more at hit.com.au. Click on the Scoopler tab and let us know what you think of Rebel Wilson's Vogue photos.
It is National Volunteer Week this week, Pippa, and a lot of us might go, oh, I'd love to volunteer, but I don't know how. Mm. Well, I've got some simple solutions for you up next, how you could be a volunteer in your community right here in Dubbo and the Central West. I'll let you know.
Brilliant.
After Selena Gomez with Back to You with Pippa and Jimmy on Hit 93.5. Morning, everybody.
Took you like a shot, thought that I could chase you with a cold evening. Let a couple years water down how I'm feeling.
One half of what I reckon, Pippa, is going to be the biggest power couple in the world in a couple of years. Selena Gomez from the JB Selena Gomez relationship.
I'm pretty sure that song is about Justin.
Do you reckon?
Yes, about singing about how they've been on again, off again, and how she really loves him and she just keeps going back to him because they're back together, back to you. Get
that
it?
Makes total sense.
I know.
You've cracked the code, Pippa. Yep. Wow.
That's it. Just call me Carmen San Diego.
Well done. She talks about a relationship. She keeps going back to him. People worked out that's Justin
Obviously
Bieber.
Obviously Justin Bieber. Please, be a little bit more subtle, Selena.
It's Pippa and Jimmy on Hit 93.5, and we do it all thanks to Macca's. And Pippa, they've got the new Grand Big Mac at Macca's, available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time. Delicious.
Amazing.
So good. Hey, also, it's National Volunteers Week this week.
This is a great opportunity for us to really give something back to our community. Yeah. Have you ever volunteered before?
Look, I've done quite a bit of volunteer work before. I've done quite a bit of volunteer work for Gimme Five for Kids before in the past on the Central Coast. I've done quite a bit of volunteer work with underprivileged kids as well.
Yep.
But I haven't for a few years, to be honest.
Yeah, right.
So it is something where I'm like, oh, you know what? I've just realised it's a couple of years I haven't done anything to volunteer.
I think volunteering is amazing and there is so much evidence to show that us stepping out of our comfort zones and helping somebody else is great for us and our own well-being, but it is so wonderful to really just be selfless and think about others.
Absolutely. You know what as well, and probably often not even acknowledged, volunteers in the sporting community as well.
Yeah.
Because, you know, volunteers in the sporting community, whether you're coaching a rugby team, a soccer team, whether you're coaching tennis or something like that, that can be really important to people and you're giving up often hours and hours of your week to do that. So
absolutely.
Shout out to those volunteers as well. Now, if you're thinking about volunteering, Fairfax Media reported overnight that there is a new volunteer call out this week for National Volunteers Week with Marathon Health and Headspace Dubbo.
Great.
They've partnered with Save the Children and they're encouraging community members to volunteer as mentors for the 2018 Youth Frontiers program. Now, this program focuses on young people, usually aged around 12 to 16. 18, mm-hmm. who are under-engaged in school or the local community and have had limited opportunities. Now, they're looking for mentors who can develop them in teamwork, leadership and decision-making skills.
Great.
So really great opportunities. So if you see yourself as a bit of a leader and, you know, oh, I've got a bit of time on my hands to volunteer to help out, for something like that, you can check out heaps more info about that. Just pop into Headspace Dubbo on 23 Church Street.
Yeah, look, guys, we know that we're all busy and we've all got a lot on, but I can guarantee you, if you step out of your comfort zone and choose to volunteer for someone else or an organisation in our local community here across Dubbo in the Central West, it will be an incredibly rewarding experience for you, not only you, but the people that you're helping, and you're going to be making a real difference in someone else's life. So get around and get on board.
Absolutely. Round of applause now to all the volunteers across the Central West. Yeah. Good job, guys.
Here we go. Pepper and Jimmy. Yeah.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. If you got loose change, head to Macca's because right now you can get a meat double burger for only $3. You're on air with Pippa and Jimmy, hit 93.5. In 8 minutes' time, it's going to be 8 a.m. And Pippa, I'm getting my C-3PO impersonation. Beep, beep. Yeah, hello there.
No, please don't.
Ready for Shane A. Bassett because he's reviewing the new Star Wars movie for us.
You don't know anything about Star Wars. Beep, beep, don't try beep, and beep, jump on the bandwagon
beep, beep, beep,
now.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yes!
Yes! No!
Jimmy doing Star Wars impersonations, yes or no? It's a hard no.
It's my segment.
Oh, your segment, is it? Your segment. It's a bit rich. Your segment.
Don't be rude.
No, I'm not being rude.
Or we won't play Alphabets.
Yes. No.
Post-it notes to remind you to do things all over your desk.
Oh, all over your desk. You probably need a notepad in your life.
Yeah,
really.
That's what I think.
The odd post-it note here and there, if they're nicely coloured, I can appreciate.
It's actually part of my look busy thing. Sometimes if I want to look busy, I'll put post-it notes all over my desk.
Just blank post-it notes?
Yeah, no, I'll write random stuff on there.
Write random stuff that doesn't actually mean anything.
Yeah, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, let me write that down. So someone says, oh, would you have to do this? And I'll write it down on the post-it note and pop it on the thing. Yeah, let me see if I've got time in amongst about 30 other post-it notes.
Can I pay you a compliment?
Yeah.
You're very good at pretending to do work.
Thank you.
And looking busy.
Thank
you. It's one of your greatest strengths.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yes. No.
Sleeping to the sound of music.
Falling asleep to the sound of music.
Yeah.
I traditionally, was not a fan of this, but lately I've been using this great sleep app and it's got particular playlists and sounds to help you fall asleep. It's working a treat.
Could I ask on 13, 12, 16, if anyone has a special music something to fall asleep to? Because I know people who will only sleep to the sound of rain music or thunderstorms.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do that, let us know. But I actually go to sleep watching TV shows.
Do you?
Menial TV shows. So like something like Friends is great to fall asleep to because...
Please do not speak of Friends as a menial TV show.
No, because it only, like if you watch House of Cards and try and sleep, it's impossible because it's too involved. But Friends, the jokes are 10, 20 seconds
just
and then...
Light-hearted sitcoms are brilliant.
Really easy.
Yes. No.
Getting so paranoid that you've left an appliance on that you have to unlock your entire house to go back in and double check that it's actually turned off. Then you realise, why would I leave the hot water running for no reason?
Yes, I've been here. Been there, done that before. I sometimes leave my hair straightener on.
Do you?
Yes.
Naughty girl.
And sometimes I will cook something and then take it off the stove and I'll be eating it. I'm like, I think the hot plate's still on.
you walk past the kitchen and it's like radiating heat.
Yeah,
like,
and I'll hear this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, what's that sound? Oh, I'm a hot plate.
You spray the orange power on there and
burst into flames.
Burst into flames.
I probably should have turned that off.
Yeah, definitely. There's nothing worse than being paranoid, is there?
No.
Yeah. Hey, right now, let's do Alphabucks.
Oh, we are doing Alphabucks?
Yeah, okay.
You're not cancelling it
I'm
for
the
show?
I'm not cancelling Alphabucks just because I'm grumpy at you.
That's good.
Okay, if you want to play, give us a call, 13, 12, 16.
With the halfway point of 2018 approach.
Yeah, thanks to Leading Edge Computers for everything Apple, Microsoft and more. The Central West's favourite radio competition. Everyone wants to play and everyone wants to win $1,000 is here, Alphabucks.
We've got Scott on 13, 12, 16. Scott, it's only 7 degrees outside and you're stuck in a cold shed somewhere, mate.
Well, I'm standing in the sun at the moment, so it's not bad.
Mm, not bad. Nice. Just a bit of sunbaking.
Just defrosting?
Yes.
Yeah, trying to.
Mm, excellent.
Thawing out?
Thawing out, yes.
You know what's the worst, Scott, when your toes get cold? Because they take hours to warm back up.
Well, yeah, and I ride a motorbike to work, so it doesn't help.
Whereabouts is your shed?
Oh, just up north, Dubbo, so yeah, it's not
right.
too bad.
Okay. Yes, all right. You're not out sort of in the middle of a field somewhere or something?
No, thank God.
Yeah, great.
You're not the motorbike rider that I always see on Palmer Street every morning at about 5 o'clock, are you?
No, I don't go up that way, so it's not me revving you around and waking you up anyway.
And I think, no, not waking me up, I just think, mate, you're crazy, you must be freezing. It's like 0 degrees.
Wake up for work.
Yeah, exactly, probably aching to a coffee. Now, mate, you're here for Alphabucks. Do you play along every morning?
I try to, yeah.
Brilliant. Well, you've got to answer 10 questions within 30 seconds. If you get all 10 correct, starting with a particular letter of the alphabet, Scott, we're going to give you $1,000. How does that sound?
Yeah, that'd make me day.
Yeah, fantastic. Wouldn't be bad.
A quick cap at the rules here. 10 questions, 30 seconds. If you don't know an answer, say pass. We'll come back to it at the end if we've got time. No helping in the background, and you can't repeat an answer. And every question, every answer has to start with the letter Pippa's going to give you now.
Scott, your letter for this morning is the letter D.
D for dingo.
Yes. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right. Scott, we've got 30 seconds loaded on the clock and 10 questions. Your time will start at the end of the first question. Scott, for $1,000, starting with the letter D, name another word for father.
Dad.
A girl's name.
Denny.
A food.
Dessert.
An animal.
Dog.
A calendar month.
December.
An emotion.
Distressed.
An occupation.
Dancer.
A hobby.
Bus.
A four-letter word.
Doug.
A Dubbo street name.
Mate, you were going so well.
You were flying through those.
Now, for hobby, you couldn't have said dancer again because you just said dancer for occupation. You could have said drawing, decorating. Now, for a four-letter word, you said Doug. I don't know.
Doug is a four-letter word. Yep. It's also a name. But I would have accepted Doug, yes.
Okay, we would have accepted Doug. Now, Dubbo's street name was the last one. Douglas Mawson, Darling Street, Diamond, Dawson Street, mate.
Yeah, I know. I'm a curious bad, isn't it?
So close.
Mate, you gave it a great crack. Thank you so much for playing. And better luck next time you give it a shot, okay?
Will do. Thanks, buddy.
No worries at all. Stand by. Up next, a new study has been released and it's not good for the ladies.
No. It's if you're a bloke out there and you reckon that your missus is a hopeless driver, well, listen up because we could have evidence to back up your claims.
Thing is, after we do this story, I don't want to hear about guys going around being sexist all day, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
just
I'm really
a
glad we nipped that one in the bud.
Yeah,
thank goodness.
I don't want to hear about it.
Wake up, shake up.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. Morning to Macca's, Dubbo and Wellington. The new Grand Big Mac at McDonald's is available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time. And I'm sorry to all the ladies out there because new research has come out. Not in support of the ladies when it comes to driving ability, Pippa.
No, it's in support of the men. Mm. And science has revealed that they believe that men really are better at navigating. Mm. They've got a superior sense of direction.
Because there's always been the stereotype that the men know where the shortcuts are.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to get there faster.
I'll take the back road.
Take the back road because I know it. And the ladies just stick to the main road. There's always been that stereotype. And we're not ones for stereotyping here at Hit 93.5. But new research has done the stereotyping. So I'm not going to be arguing with research out of California in the United States.
No.
Which says that men are superior at navigating.
And researchers say that men's love of video games may have influenced these results.
You know what? That could be right, because growing up playing Grand Theft Auto, mm-hmm. you learn little tips and tricks about navigating. You get a really good sense of direction.
So these days in 2018, most of us have got a GPS or navigation assistant. So I'm assuming, Jimmy, being a male, mm-hmm. that this article would mean that you've never got lost going anywhere.
I don't think it would mean I've never got lost, because one time I was following a GPS
yes.
to a location.
Okay.
And it took me to the wrong location.
Okay.
I was meant to be going to a campsite.
Right.
So the GPS accidentally took me down a different road,
mm.
which ended me in a live army restricted field. And it had a sign, if the red flag is up, that there may be live rounds being fired.
What?
I drove in, the red flag was up.
You drove into a live fire military area because your GPS took you the wrong way.
Took me the wrong way.
Oh, my God. How are you still alive?
How am I still a man? Because apparently I'm meant to have a great sense of navigational
yes,
direction.
Supposedly, according to this research.
My research myself says I'm wrong. I'm not very good at navigating. What about you? Have you ever gotten led astray by your GPS?
Well, we were on a family holiday in America mm-hmm. and we crossed over the border into Mexico, and Mum and Dad were navigating. They were doing a co-pilot operation, and we crossed over the border into Tijuana, which is basically one of the crime capitals of the world. We were meant to go through Tijuana and continue on towards our destination. Mm-hmm. No, we got lost in Tijuana. Crossing the border.
Oh, gosh.
Dad took us up these side streets, and we're going up this hill into this cardboard box housed area where nobody speaks English. We're there in this Ford Focus. No. Everybody's staring at us. We have to pull into this service station to ask for directions where nobody speaks English.
Oh.
And a guy's got a giant machine gun at the door.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a good day.
Let's open up the phone lines. 13, 12, 16. We want to hear about when your GPS led you astray.
Yes. Where were you going? And where did you end up?
Yeah, I was going to a campsite, ended mm-hmm. up in a live military zone. People was just trying to go through town, ended up with the machine gun in her face at the petrol station.
Pretty much.
13, 12, 16, where were you going and where did you end up? When did your GPS lead you astray? And we know there's plenty of good stories around the Central West. So pick up your phone right now. Give us a call, 13, 12, 16. We'll get them on after Noah Khan's Hurt Somebody right here on Dubbo on the Central West number.
Taking it slow. It hurts when you hurt somebody.
Noah Khan, you're on Hit 93.5, 15 minutes past 8 o'clock. Morning, everybody. You're on with the Pippa and Jimmy Show. And we hope you're having a great Thursday. But right now, Pippa, we're talking about GPSs.
Yes, GPS stuff-ups and disasters.
After a new article has come out about research claiming that men are the superior gender when it comes to directional navigation.
Exactly right. So we can't argue with that, can we?
We can't argue with research.
Apparently blokes know the shortcuts and the back roads, whereas us ladies just like to stick to the well-travelled, safe routes.
I have to say, though, as a lot of ladies would know, the back roads often lead in embarrassing having to turn around because of hit a dead end.
The shortcuts often turn into long cuts, as
okay,
they say.
We're taking your calls right now on 13, 12, 16. If you've got a GPS story about how you've ended up in the wrong place, we want to know, where were you going and where did you end up? Mm. I was going to a campsite. I ended up in a military zone. People was trying to go through a town in Mexico, ended up at a petrol station with an armed guard.
Yep.
Paulie, you're on the phone. Paulie, when was the time that you had a GPS stuff up, mate?
We had a GPS once that totally went off its head, and we had to go 20 k's up the road and turn left, and we were actually in our driveway.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Your GPS, instead of taking you where it needed to go, it took you back home to your house.
Yep, right up the driveway.
When did you work out that your GPS had gotten it completely wrong?
I don't know. It was just weird because, we basically left the driveway and then it told us to go back in. So.
You thought something was sus when you saw those palm fronds that looked very familiar on the palm driveway.
Yeah.
Paulie, thanks so much, mate.
You know what I reckon Paulie was definitely thinking?
What?
GPS, definitely a female.
Here we go. Pippa and Jimmy. Hit 93.5. Giving up on the hill since you left me.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, you're on the home of hits and old school. We play your favourite hits and old school all day long. Good morning, everybody. It's Pippa and Jimmy, 24 past 8, and looking for top temperature 21 degrees today.
And if this cold weather's getting the better of you and you need a break from your mid-year crisis, well, have we got something in store for you. Become a VIP at hit.com.au and you could be heading up north to sunny Queensland to Altika Shearwater Resort for the ultimate Sunshine Coast getaway.
Yeah, we are going to be sending one of our hit VIPs up north there because we want to give you a mid-year crisis relief.
Yes, it's luxury with a capital L. So check it out at AltikaHotelsAndResorts.com.
Fantastic. Now, up next, Pippa, we're talking to movie analyst Shane A. Bassett about the new Star Wars film. And as I've been preparing all morning, I've been doing my impersonation of C-3PO. Hello, I am C-3PO. Beep, 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 beep.
Have we got any forks in this joint?
C-3PO.
I'm ready to poke my eyes out with this.
Here's the thing. At least wait till the movie expert can tell us how I'm sounding.
Okay. I'll be very interested for him to give you your feedback.
You know what you look like today, by the way?
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Jimmy throws a wild stab at Pippa because Pippa starts to criticise Jimmy and his terrible Star Wars accent. So Jimmy's got to get one in, throws a wild accusation out. Go on, what do I look like?
You look like someone from Star Trek. Like
You've never even seen Star Trek.
I'm not even joking. Look at the colour, the blue at the top of your shoulders there.
Yeah.
You look like one of those people off Star Trek.
Well, mate, you're wearing a bright yellow jumper and you've got brown hair. You look like a banana.
Good one. Pippa Moore
and Jimmy Love. Landra Street.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Well, the very funny comedian Tom Gleason has more than met his match this week when he decided to invite interviewer extraordinaire Andrew Denton onto Hard Chat.
Yeah, right.
If you haven't checked it out, Hard Chat's a very funny show where Tom Gleason invites sort of famous personalities on and just gives them the good old roasting.
Yeah.
So
Hard Chat. Hard Chat's really funny. I love Hard Chat.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Take a listen to how the banter went down between the two of them.
Maybe I could be a guest on your show.
Why?
To increase ratings.
Again, why? How? I'm just not seeing the connection.
Well, my show rates more than yours.
Oh.
If I went on there, I could draw a younger audience over to your show.
What do you mean your show? This is Charlie's show.
No, this is my show right here.
This is a show.
This is my show.
You think that this is a show?
It is a show trapped inside Charlie's show.
Wow.
If I was a guest on your show, you could get me to cry. That'd be good.
I knew you were going to ask me about crying because that's the kind of person you are. Because you're cynical. And you think that I have some cynical reason for wanting to make people cry. That's true, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, there is no cynical reason. There's the obvious reason that I want people to cry in the hope that I'll get a Logie. That's not cynical. That's business.
Hey, there you go. That was funny.
The two of them are very, very funny.
Have you seen what's been happening playing out in all the newspapers between Andrew Denton and this goldsmith guy he interviewed the other day?
The celebrity healer that we covered off on in Trending Now this time yesterday.
Yeah, because so what's happened is the celebrity healer guy has accused Andrew Denton of not doing research on him and just being really cynical and not researching him. And Andrew Denton's like, well, I did research him, and now they're having a big spat over the newspapers.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
I did research you and I'm still cynical.
Because he said, Goldsmith said that he invited Andrew Denton to come and see him in person and to see what he does, but Andrew Denton refused.
Oh, well, he's within his right to do that.
A little bit of drama there. Love the newspapers there, making up some tension so they can print yesterday's news.
Excellent. Yeah. A bit of other news. Taylor Swift, she's on her world tour with her Reputation album, and she has asked concert goers to chant Get Well Soon to sick tour mate Camila Cabello at her show earlier this week because the singer fell ill following her performance at the Billboard Music Awards on Sunday night, and she's been hospitalised for dehydration and a low-grade fever. So she's been ordered to bed rest, and Tay-Tay's just given her a big old shout-out at her concert.
She's definitely not a guy, because a guy would be like, oh, dehydration, low-grade fever, no hospital for me. She'll be right.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, hopefully she gets better. She's such a talented young thing. Do we know who's going to be supporting Taylor Swift when she comes here to Australia?
Do you know, I don't. I'll find that out for you.
I wonder who it's going to be.
I wonder if maybe Camilla and the Co will be supporting her down under.
Yeah, because often they like to do like local acts as a support act rather than like bring someone with them. Because I guess if you bring someone with you, it's kind of like a bit more of a concert series rather than, you know, a bit more of a festival rather than just a concert, you
know. I don't know. I'll do my research.
Yeah, right.
But you can check out those stories and more at hit.com.au and click on the Scoopla tab.
Fantastic. All right. The time has come, Pippa.
Oh, it's your big moment, your big Star Wars moment. Are you ready?
I have been practicing my C-3PO impersonation.
Having never seen a second of a Star Wars film.
Well, I watched it once but fell asleep halfway through.
Oh, well, this will be good then. Yeah. This will be great.
Beep, 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 beep. I am C-3PO.
No, it's not your moment yet. Shane isn't on the show.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
You peaked a bit early there.
What are you saying, that was good?
No, I'm not. I'm saying the opposite. That was woeful. And please don't do it to our movie analyst.
Movie analyst. Embarrassing. Shane Bassett on the air after JT Say Something. Morning is here. Everyone knows all about him. Yeah, how you doing, Dubbo on the Central West? Pippa and Jimmy here. Sometimes the greatest way to say something is to say nothing. We're on Hit 93.5 and we do it thanks to Macca's at Dubbo and Wellington. If you got loose change, head to Macca's because right now, C-3PO, because you can get a McDouble burger for only $3. Beep, 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 beep. 3-1.
Here we go with camera.
Let's go to the movies with Shane A. Bassett.
Shane, the new Star Wars film. Now, before we get into this, Jimmy has been doing his C-3PO impressions all morning. They're very annoying. Can you ever talk to him, please?
Hello, Shane A. Bassett, movie analyst. This is my C-3PO impersonation. How do you think it is going?
It's killing me. Actually, torture.
Well, it's actually a combination of R2-D2 and C-3PO because R2-D2 just does the beats and C-3PO talks with a British accent.
Well, yeah, you can tell I've never said it before. Mate, tell us about this movie. The new Star Wars is out today.
I'm almost lost for words now, Jimmy.
You and me both,
Solo.
Shane.
Solo is a new Star Wars film, so one of these doesn't come around every day.
Yeah.
It's actually a spin-off, though. It's not part of the continuing saga. A bit like Rogue One was a couple of years ago. Yeah. It's its own story, and there's more planned. But this one focuses on a young Harrison Ford. Well, it's actually not Harrison Ford, and it's sort of hard to know and watch Han Solo not being played by Harrison Ford. A young actor called Alden Ehrenreich, but he does a super job. And it's a story of how Han Solo meets Chewbacca. And also Lando Calrissian, two pretty important characters in the Star Wars universe. So it's all about action, it's all about comedy, it's all about the rogue charm of Harrison Ford's younger version in this. And I actually really enjoyed it, but it is very different to normal Star Wars films.
So for diehard Star Wars fans, Shane, how do you think they're going to react to this film?
You can tell what the filmmakers are doing here. They're trying to entice the fans who are diehard, like myself, the Star Wars aficionados, but they're also trying to bring in new fans who might not necessarily know the older films or, you know, aren't into it as much as what others are. So it's a combination. It's trying to keep everyone happy. There's references to the old movies. I'm not going to give them away because they'd be spoilers.
Yep.
But then there's also new stuff happening. It's very similar to, say, Guardians of the Galaxy in parts
two. Okay.
Comedy, outer space action with lots of creatures and just fast moving. But, you know, those Star Wars aficionados are also going to get something out of it.
Yeah. Now, as a huge Star Wars fan yourself, movie analyst Shane Bassett, does it feel that craving that you have for Star Wars, or were you left wanting more Star Wars at the end?
I wasn't left unsatisfied, but it certainly is really obvious that it's not like your traditional Star Wars film. You've got actors in here like Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones, Woody Harrelson, who's one of my favourites, Tandy Newton's in it. She's from Westworld at the moment.
Oh,
the television
great.
Show.
Love that. Yeah.
And Donald Glover, who's quite popular at the moment in comedy shows. he plays Lando Calrissian in this, and he almost steals the show, which is pretty cool, actually, because anyone who remembers The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi knows that Lando was a pretty popular character.
Okay, Shane, let's get down to business. How many buckets of popcorn do you give the new Star Wars flick?
Oh, I love Star Wars. I really do.
You're tragic, we know, yes.
And even though this isn't going to... I'm nerding out, sorry. Even though this isn't in my top, you know, maybe five Star Wars movies, it's quite impressive. Considering they had to change directors, Ron Howard came in halfway through, changed it up. I think it's a good effort, and I'll give it a good 3 out of 5.
Fantastic. 3 out of 5 for the new Star Wars film. Movie analyst Shane A. Bassett, thanks for joining the Pipper and Jimmy Show.
May the Force be with you.
Here we go.
Pipper and Jimmy. Hit 93.5.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Christy, what word can't you say?
I can't say an animal.
What are you trying to say?
Animal.
Oh, animal.
Can you not say enamel or animal?
The home of Hits and Old School. Morning, everyone. Pete's got your Hits and Old School all day long from 9 a.m, which is only a couple of minutes away. He's got the new one from Amy Shark. He's got old stuff from Timbaland and Jay-Z in there. Shawn Mendes, Flume, and Ariana Grande's A Tribute to Manchester as well coming up in the next half hour. Pippa, big news has just come through in the last half an hour.
Oh, big news.
Big news.
Big news.
Breaking.
Breaking news.
You know, Eddie has stadium in Melbourne.
Oh, yes.
It's like the stadium where they got Big Bash cricket. They play soccer, yeah. AFL.
NRL.
Right. Oh, they do it all.
They do it all. Probably swimming as well. Probably just stick a pool in there in summer.
I don't think so.
They just keep to the grass sports.
They keep to the grass sports. No lawn bowls.
It's a very versatile stadium.
Very versatile stadium. Well put.
In fact, a lot of music acts also perform there. I'm pretty sure Tay-Tay's had a couple of runs there.
Yeah, Tay-Tay.
Ed
Sheeran.
He might have done it as well.
You know what? It's one of the best stadiums in the world because it even overlooks the water in Melbourne, the Docklands.
Water views. Get better.
Guess what?
What? They've knocked it down.
No.
It's caught fire.
No.
What's happened?
It's no longer called Etihad Stadium.
Oh, and they've changed the name.
They've changed the name.
They've done a Brookvale Oval for the Manly Seagulls and changed it to Lotto Land. What have they changed the name to?
Pippa, Brookvale Oval is not the only oval in the world to change its name.
One example.
I remember in Gosford, the stadium we used to have had the longest stadium name I've ever heard, the Central Coast Express Advocate Stadium. Oh, my God.
Did they at least abbreviate
something? No, it was called, and now we're off to the Central Coast Express Advocate Stadium.
Oh, nobody's got time for that. What have they? I hope they've named it. He had a good name.
Get this. Disney has bought the rights to the stadium and they're calling it Marvel Stadium.
Oh, God, I thought you were going to say it's the Frozen Stadium. The Elsa and Anna Stadium.
The Lion King Stadium.
They've called it
the Mufasa.
They've renamed it Pride Rock.
Imagine if they named it Pride Rock. Imagine if they named the stadium Pride Rock and a big sign, welcome to Pride Rock.
After a classic Disney film. Oh, God, that's good. Well, what if they named Marvel Stadium?
Marvel.
Oh, that's good because of the superhero films.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, they're going to put a Marvel shop underneath.
Oh, like a souvenir shop.
A souvenir shop.
Oh, that's good. So you can get in your souvenir, get up for when you watch your favourite sporting event.
You know it would be great, though?
What?
If they did special events, sporting events, where like one team is dressed as Spider-Man, the other team is Thor.
Yeah, they need to really jackpot on this idea and bring back, you know, Gladiator and superhero showdowns and stuff like that. They need to capitalise on it.
Absolutely.
Because where are the sporting fans going to buy their souvenirs from?
Exactly.
They're going to have to settle for Marvel superhero capes.
Here's the question, though. It's 2018. It's not like you can just walk into a stadium dressed as Spider-Man with your face covered.
No. Well, you probably can, actually.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I don't think anybody would mind. But why? What's this trend with renaming stadium? What's wrong with Etihad?
Well, Etihad's a business
who
paid money to be called the stadium name.
For a particular period of time.
Yeah.
So their contract's up.
Their contract's done and dusted.
And they don't want to be called Etihad and they don't want to renew.
They don't want to renew.
The legacy of Etihad.
Disney's swooped on in.
Marvel Stadium.
Marvel.
All right. Well, you know, it could be worse.
You know what they should? They should have the cricket there as well and they get that old guy. Marvelous. Actually, I think
that's
he's dead.
Richie Beno. Don't speak ill of the dead.
Is he?
Yeah, he's passed away.
Oh, gosh, that was a bad joke. Sorry,
that
guys.
It was terrible. Mm. It was almost as bad as your C-3PO impressions. Do you know what my two favourite parts of today's show has been?
What?
When you said something mean about me in an ad break, we were coming out of a song and you went to put your headphones on and they smacked you in the face. I wish we had cameras in here. And then my other favourite part of today's show is when I told you that your Star Wars accent was terrible, and so you just started taking wild swings about how I look terrible.
Here's the thing, people. Everyone knows favorite. That I can give it, but I can't take it.
Oh, it's so great when you just try and take wild stabs in the dark. I thoroughly enjoy it. I still think Pride Rock would have been a better name for
it. I agree. I think we should looking put it in the water. Suggestion box.
Yeah, I think we will.
Down at the Disney store beneath the stadium.
Can I have eight years of Marvel and then Pride Rock? That's what's coming next. We can all see Circle of Life to open the ceremony.
Hashtag bring Pride Rock to Melbourne.
Let's get off the air. This is a rort.
Bye, everyone.
Okay, bye.